Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between.
Hey, hello. Guys.
Today, we're going to be talking about baby spending expenses, all the big, all the small, all the money going down the drain.
Yeah, because it's a lot. It's a lot of expenses. Prior, during,
and after.
We're not at the after yet.
Yeah, I guess like after starts at toddler, 1 year old.
Mine was like when they leave for college.
Oh, I'm thinking baby stage.
Oh, then yeah, prior, during, and after.
Yeah.
Of expenses. Let's start with the before. Ooh, the fun stuff. Medical bills.
Oh, so fun.
This is your hospital bills, your prenatal care, doctor visits, insurance. So what is a deductible?
Yeah, I remember you asking me this last year.
I did.
It's the amount of money that you pay to cover your health services before your insurance starts to kick in. And then usually some insurances, depending on your plan, you have a co-payment. So I say this so that you're mindful of how much you're going to be spending. Some OB offices ask for a pre-plan payment, and then they split it up for you. So before you deliver, you don't have to pay that deductible after the fact. Some OB offices don't do that. So if that's important to you to have money up front in a, you know, monthly payment, then I don't know, you should just look into stuff like that.
Did yours do that?
Yeah, so actually I've been going to the same OB, but before they did that. And I had 4 monthly payments of around $600-ish, because my deductible was $3,500.
Oh, yeah. Mine was similar.
Yeah.
$3,000.
And then now my OB office was acquired by Northside, and so they don't do that. So even though I'm going to the same office, same doctors, everything, same nurses, same receptionists, everyone's the same people, but the office got acquired by Northside. So Northside does it after.
Oh, yeah, they do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that.
Yeah, because you're not, I mean, you have a lot of medical bills that come in. And for me, I didn't know that. After you have a baby, you come home, you kind of expect that you're going to get a hospital bill, obviously, but you don't expect you're going to get a bill from every single doctor that you saw. The pediatrician gives you a bill, the anesthesiologist gives you a bill, your labor and delivery, your OB doctor gives you a bill, everybody gives you a bill, and you have no idea, did they deduct your insurance or not? Some of them like share that information and some of them don't. Just things to think about.
I think also with Northside, the one problem we ran into is they don't always run it through insurance first. Mm-hmm. And so they send you the bill and it's like exponentially higher and you have to go call your insurance, call your financial advisor, whoever it is. That's what we had to do. And so we still have a bill coming from Northside Hospital. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, it's like CHOA, like the branch that they used. But it was from her birthday and she had to go through a procedure or something. And we were trying to figure out what it was. But yeah, I would always say call before you pay, because sometimes they don't run it through first and it's a lot cheaper after.
I saved at least $5,000 calling in first one time.
It's kind of crazy, actually, because they ask for your insurance before you even get in.
Yes.
So it's like, you have my information. Like, what you do with?
Yeah. I agree. I'm with you there.
But my OB, they talked to me about mine before. They did like a financial plan and sat me down and told me, this is what you're going to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were aware.
I think for you and I, we were both in situations where our babies needed more medical attention. We had more bills than just labor and delivery. Because after coming home from the hospital, sleeping at home for one night, we turned around and went back to the hospital for another 4 days. So it just depends. You never know what's going to happen. That's why I think medical bills is just a huge topic. It's probably just as expensive or as expensive during the first year of the baby.
Yeah, it is. Because also we had Asian babies and jaundice was a thing, which is apparently super common in Asian babies specifically. But I'm sure it's common in a lot. But yeah, there's just a lot.
I thought it was normal because he's just yellow. I didn't know it's because he was sick. I had no idea because I'm like a first time mom. I didn't even know what jaundice was.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I thought that was a normal color.
I know.
Like, oh, you're telling me that's not good? Oh, okay. I had no idea.
I'm with you. But yes, so that's a little bit on the medical bill side.
Did you budget for you can't really budget for an unexpected baby.
Yeah, we both had unexpected babies that we did not budget for. However, we knew the baby was coming, and so we had to cut costs some way or another. Just looking over wherever we're spending to see how we can save for baby.
Yeah, same. It just comes with it. You have to take some things out to make room because, we're going to get into why it costs so much and why you need to cut back.
Yeah.
Baby gear.
Okay, what did you actually use versus what do you think was a waste?
I actually suggest not buying clothes for your baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I've bought so many clothes now. Actually, not really, but the clothes I have bought, especially when it was like Christmas time, I really wanted her to have like festive outfits and stuff. But in reality, she wore like the same things at home. We're not going out all the time because I wear like cute going out outfits. And like, you're not wearing a dress every day at home, you know? Like, so those ended up being a waste because the holiday's gone, one. And then two, she's already grown out of it and can't fit it. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, you're going to get gifted baby clothes. Like, people love buying baby clothes in general. So I think that was a little bit, that was one of the waste of the things.
Yeah.
I would say buy some, like basics. But yeah. Unless you have all the money in the world, then I guess go for it.
I think for me, I wish I didn't cut off and wash every single clothing that he received. Because there is a lot of clothes that we did not even wear once. And so I'm going to be honest, those zipper onesies reused the F out of them. But everything else, I'm like, bro, we didn't even get to it. So that's something I wish I didn't do just for future me. Just because, like, it would be nice to just gift it to someone. And even if I told them, like, you know, Kylo never wore that. But it would be nice to, like, show them, like, it's actually new. Here's a tag on it. Mm-hmm. Just to gift people new clothes, whether it's, like, the women's center or whatever, wherever you're gifting it to.
Hand-me-downs were my favorite thing.
Yeah, me too.
They'll never know.
No, they don't.
We got to talk about those thin cloth swaddlers.
The Muslim swaddlers?
Uh-huh. Because they don't work.
I hate it.
So many.
Yeah, I agree. I have a lot too, and they don't swaddle the baby. The baby is too strong.
She always broke out of it. So the Velcro swaddlers, that was in actual use.
I love the Velcro swaddlers.
Yeah, those are really good. They have, the Velcro swaddlers, yeah. They were just so good.
I like it because it held his arms down when he kept on waking himself up at night, smacking himself in the face because he didn't know how to use, he didn't even know he had hands, so.
Yeah, it's like almost impossible for them to break out of the Velcro. Also, for me, I had the Nanit camera, so my Velcro swaddlers had like the heart monitor, and that was just a really good system that I liked having. So, because I was terrified of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, for those of you who didn't know, because I didn't know. And it's just when a baby just suddenly dies in their sleep, which is terrifying. Mm-hmm. So I had to have something monitoring.
Let's talk about these sanitizers.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about your sanitizer? Why you love it and why you don't?
Okay, yeah. It just makes sense that mine goes first. So I have the Dr. Brown sanitizer and I loved it because I ended up having thrush, and with thrush, it is a yeast infection with mom and baby going back and forth giving milk when I was breastfeeding. So I had to sanitize everything. And I love that all of my pump parts can fit the sanitizer. However, I wish I got the Baby Brezza 3-in-1, like wash, sanitize, and dry, because I don't think... I just knew I was going to have another baby. So now I'm like, how am I going to wash bottles for two babies? Like, I don't think my son can wean off bottles anytime soon, even though he turns one. But yeah, I don't know. So now I'm thinking back, I'm like, I wish I got that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I wish I got both. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're going to have two. Yeah. Basically, if he continues to use bottles.
Yeah.
But so that's funny because I have the Baby Brezza 3-in-1 wash, sanitize, dry, the one that Jen's talking about. But ironically, when I saw her Dr. Brown sanitizer, because we both use Dr. Brown's bottles, mm-hmm. I really liked hers because it was really big and you're able to. How many bottles can you fit in that?
So many.
Oh, you can?
I can fit.
Like how many?
Like more than eight.
At one time?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's only four bottles in there. So I can put more than eight, maybe even like 10 or 11.
Okay. See, so that's the difference because the Baby Brezza can only fit four at a time. Mm-hmm. How long is yours? Well, I guess.
Like how long does it? Oh, so mine is a sanitizer, but it also dries too. So it doesn't even take 30 minutes.
If you want to do the sanitize and dry option, that's still 77 minutes.
Oh, really?
On the Baby Brezza.
Oh, I don't know. I have an auto, but it has options. It has sanitize only. It has dry only. Yeah. It has both.
That's like significantly faster.
But it feels like it's only 30. I never really looked and tracked the time.
It's fine. But that was the only difference where I really liked the fact that hers could fit a lot. The Baby Brezza, it's nice because you don't have to wash it. But sometimes we still do pre-wash because it will leave like residue. And I just get anal about it. But our neighbor did give us a Papablik sanitizer. And I really like that for like sippy cups and just adding whatever extra stuff I just want to sanitize, especially if I like open it out of a package. Sometimes I just want to wash and sanitize it. So like I have two that mm-hmm. I use. And obviously if you like the Papablik is a very much cheaper option. Like there's not much you can do with it, mm-hmm. but it's really good. Actually, I really like it.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. What are some baby gear that you just end up loving? Like you would scream to the world that everyone needs it.
Well, I did talk about those Velcro swaddlers, but I would also say my Dr. Brown's pitcher. It's a milk pitcher for formula mommies. I know you can do the Baby Brezza and have the formula created for you in perfect temperature, but I'm not going to spend $200 on that and wait for it. So the pitcher worked really well for us and it's very fast. We make milk in the morning enough for the day and then that's it. Like we just pour into the bottles and we're good to go. And I think it's a way faster option, especially when the baby is transitioning to room temp, transitioning to cold milk, whatever the transition you're doing for your baby. It's so useful. And it's only $10. So $210, like big win for me.
Yeah, you suggested that pitcher to me and we loved it.
I love the pitcher. What about you? What is something that you're like, I cannot live without this baby gear?
Okay, so mine's like a, okay, it's her bathtub. Okay. And at first I bought the Skip Hop Moby. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but.
It's like a whale.
Yeah, it's a, it's a whale. And I didn't really like that because the fabric part of it always kind of smelled soiled regardless to how many times I like washed it, it would just always keep coming back and I didn't like it. And I would keep leaving it out to air dry after every use, but it just wouldn't go away. And the water, it's like its own tub. So like, mm-hmm. it's not like sitting in the tub with you. It's like literally an own separate tub. So we switched to the Angel Care Baby.
I love the Angel Care.
Because that one, you sit it in the tub and it has holes. So the water like goes directly above it and they could just sit in the water. And then you can also turn it around when they're able to like sit up straight on their own. And it's just really nice. And then I have no problems with like the cleaning aspect of it. There's like no mold. It's good. So I really love that one.
Oh, that's so nice. Another thing for me that I love is I love the Great Go brand. I have that for my car seat, stroller, everything, all the attachments, bassinet. I'm even thinking of getting the toddler version. I've already bought one of the many I'm going to need car seats for the toddler versions. So we already purchased the Graco Forever, but we're also about to buy the Graco 360, which spins around.
The toddler version?
Yes. And I just love that they all talk to each other. So we have multiple car seats and they talk to any base that is Graco, which is super helpful. So my husband and I just have a base in our car, but if we alternate car seats because he puked in the car seat, or if he, you know, had all this spit up or had a poopy diaper, whatever it was that we needed to wash a car seat, the other car seat could talk to any of the bases. So we really like that. And it's affordable. I mean, yes, any car seat is expensive, but it's on the affordable range compared to other brands. So I'm grateful for that. I know, and I'm not hating on other brands, but I know like a lot of our friends like the Duna. I didn't personally like it for our family because it didn't have a successful like car crash rate. But also I didn't think it was the right fit for us because the stroller is so short. And we're semi-tall people, so it would be us hunching over all the time. But that was like one of the things where I was like, is the Duna worth it? Because it's $500-ish and it's stroller plus car seat at the same time. And it is convenient and it's light, but we just live in Atlanta and car accidents happen every day. That's just the reality of where we live. So just keeping those things in mind when you're trying to find what's best for you and your family.
Oh my God, yeah. Because I wish I had done the research earlier on for car seats. Because I love Jen's car seat. It is so spacious. And I got the Upa Baby, which is not on the inexpensive side. It's kind of way too pricey, in my opinion, for the use out of it. I mean, we did get like a bunch of attachments, but the one problem with Upa Baby is that they don't all talk to each other. Oh, no. So if you are our base for ours, we realized that, yes, it was max safety in terms of cushion, but it was way too tight now that she's getting big. Like, she's bigger than your average kid at her age. Mm-hmm. So she's like super crammed in there, especially right now with winter season and she's in coats and things like that. She doesn't look comfortable. So thankfully we had a family friend give us the Upa Baby just Meza, and that doesn't talk to the max base. They're both Meza, but it's a different base.
Dang.
So, I mean, you can still just do it with a car seat. I mean, you can do it with a
seatbelt.
Yeah, you can still do it with a seatbelt, but I just don't feel like it's as safe. Mm-hmm. So, but she did give us the base with it, which was good. But yeah, that's the only one thing about Upa Baby. The only reason we did get it was because the sales girl did a really good job at convincing us, and it was really pretty. And
it is so cute.
It is cute, but she was also saying like, oh, this brand is certified in Europe or something, you know, like it's coded more than the way it is in the US. So we were like, oh yeah, this is a better option. But you know what? You are much better off with something else, in my opinion.
Yeah. And one thing about sores that I asked her previously is like, can you take out some of that cushion?
Oh, you can't.
Versus the Graco, you can take out the infant cushion. You could take out extra cushion so that that infant car seat can last you as long as possible, while even though my son has outgrown and his legs are hanging off of it, but he's still safe rear facing. So I just think those are things to think about while you're looking at your car seat options. If the base is... Wait, now that I'm thinking about it, does your upper baby car seat talk to your upper baby stroller?
Yeah, it does.
Both of them?
Honestly, I haven't even tried. I don't really carry the car seat with the stroller. I just transfer her into the other attachment.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't like leaving her in her car seat, so I'd rather her be able to like fully lay down and recline. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the other attachment is called.
Yeah.
Where they could sit up and lay down, but... I also really like your attachment with your Graco one too, because something about yours is so deep. Like, it's so big. There's so much room, and I love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I'm a Graco fan.
Yeah, I love that.
It was actually funny because my friend that's also due in April, she asked me what double strollers I'm looking at, and I sent her what I was looking at, but I told her, I was like, I don't really know if I'm gonna buy it. And she's like, okay, well, I already bought it, I'll let you know how it goes. Like, immediately.
Oh, she just bought it because you sent it to
her? Yes. And I was like, hey, they all talk to each other, so I really like that. She doesn't even have Graco brand. So the fact that I sent it to her, I was like, wow, you really trust my judgment and research, huh?
No, I do too, because you guys do heavily research.
We do heavy research because we don't want to continuously buy things that we're not going to use. I don't even care what's cute. It's just a unisex. If I could use it for a boy and a girl, I'm good.
That was my mistake as a first time mom.
It's fine.
Okay, another thing that I loved was my Nanit camera.
Yeah.
It was a gift. I love my Nanit camera. It was a baby shower gift. And I just like it because we use it everywhere. We also got the travel option. So I literally set it up wherever we go. The only downside is you can't really use it at like a hotel, because I mean, on the upside, its safety is really good because it won't connect to the hotel Wi-Fi because it's not safe. Private. Yeah, it's not private. So in that case, maybe like a Wi-Fi-less non-Wi-Fi baby monitor would be good. But I just like the Nanit camera because I can track her in real time. It tracks her breathing. And I can just check in, especially if she sleeps over at one of our parents' house. So it's just like a really good thing that I really like.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I really like.
Diapers.
You want to start with that one?
Okay. So I am a huge fan of Pampers. I'm not gonna lie. I really like the Pampers.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Except for not when he gets to after newborn stage. Then it didn't work for us anymore. So I really like the Pampers during the newborn stages. But after that didn't work because Kirkland diapers and Huggies, they have a lot more front padding. So when he just pottied and stuff, it held a lot longer and there wasn't as many leaks. So I really like that. I haven't gone back to Pampers since his newborn stage.
Oh, so it's just solely Huggies. Good thing I gave you Huggies.
For boys, I don't know about girls. I don't have a girl, but for boys, it was really nice having a lot of front padding. It's just super helpful. But that's my personal opinion about diapers. I haven't tried other brands besides those three. So You guys let me know what's good.
I also like the Huggies. I realize Pampers runs a little bigger, so I like that when she's kind of in between sizes. But Huggies is really good. I actually haven't tried Kirkland diapers. But I did try Coterie because I fell victim to an ad. And it just convinced me that they would sleep longer. So I tried it out. And in my opinion, it's just not worth the hype. Like, in terms of how much you're paying, I will say it's so soft. Mm-hmm. Like, it's super, super soft. You can, like, definitely tell the quality of it's really good. I also heard that Coterie wipes are really good because they're, like, double the size of normal wipes. So you don't end up using a lot. Nice. Because I use a lot of wipes. Also, because I'm just anal about things going up on a girl's place. Yeah. But... yeah, I tried Coterie one time. It was really good, but I just didn't think it was worth paying that much for
how fast
you go through it and how many diapers they send you, because it's not a lot. It's not like one of those big boxes. It's literally like one pack. Mm. Yeah, so I didn't like it. And I don't like anything subscription-based.
I think that's fair. Well, that is pretty much everything today. Mm-hmm.
This is only a part one. So there is a part two coming. Yeah. We'll dive into baby showers.
Things along the way.
And childcare and maternity leave.
Yeah. That's a lot of stuff I bought during maternity leave.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. So we didn't want to bombard you guys with an hour long episode. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Okay,
bye.